be the one. Got my best, everything pressed. Feeling real extra, not anything less. Therefore, chopped it up and made rounds. We both was born ready to live for right now. Come on, let's go.
Events coming up Thursday the 23rd, 8 o'clock, Club Cafe, Sonic Acrylic with Plume, Jurgles, The Delaneys, Thunderbird, Rave Ami, Let It Be Release Party with The Zells and Boiled Denim. Sunday the 26th, 8 o'clock, Club Cafe, Bill Deasy's annual Boxing Day show. Monday the 27th, 8 o'clock, Club Cafe, The Nerd Herders with the Power Hour Band and Ali's Spagnola. Tuesday the 28th, Club Cafe, 8 o'clock Club Cafe, Kenny Zimlingus, Linghouse. Wednesday the 29th, 8 o'clock Club Cafe, Slider and Krampus Band. 8 o'clock, Jurgles, Magical Mystery Doors. Thursday the 30th, 8 o'clock, Club Cafe, The Music of R.E.M. with The Reckoning. 8 o'clock, Jurgles, The Clarks with Leanne Binder and The Judgment. Mr. Small's Theater, An Evening with Lotus, Night 1. Friday the 31st, 8 o'clock, Mr. Small's Theater, An Evening with Lotus, Night 2. 9 o'clock at the Thunderbird, the Butler Street Revival. Tuesday the 4th, 8 o'clock Club Cafe, Star Hipsters with Rebelmatic. Wednesday the 5th, 6 o'clock, Preserving Underground, Spotlights, and Eternal Sleep. 8 o'clock Club Cafe, Albert Lee with the Criers. Thursday the 6th, 8 o'clock Club Cafe, Charles Wesley Goodwin. And Friday the 7th, 7 o'clock, Roxanne Ashley McBride with Priscilla Black. 8 o'clock, Craft House, Idlewild South with the J. Krager Band. 8 o'clock, Jurgles, Steel City Crew with Matt Alice. At the Thunderbird, The Roof with Fuzz Aldrin and Mother of Earl. And 8:30, Club Cafe, Nap Eyes, and Kiwi Jr. with the Zells. Saturday the 8th, 5 o'clock, Thunderbird, Dead of Winter, All Day Grateful Dead Fest featuring The Cause, Fungus, Dead and In the Way, and Sherilyn Hawk. 8 o'clock, Club Cafe, Joint Operation and Stationary Pebbles with Just Those Guys. 8 o'clock, Craft House, Justin Fabus, and Jurgles, The Silencers with Spinning Jenny. Sunday the 9th, 7 o'clock, Roxanne, Motion City Soundtrack with All Get Out. And 8 o'clock, Jurgles, The Gilmore Project. Wednesday the 12th, 1:30, Oaks Theater, Livingston Taylor. Thursday the 13th, 8 o'clock Club Cafe, We Are the Weirdos, Live Story Told by Women. 8 o'clock Thunderbird, Reed, South Hall Band. Friday the 14th, 7 o'clock Thunderbird, Billy Price and the Nighthawks. 8 o'clock Club Cafe, Feral Cat and the Wild, and Byron Nash Trio. 8 o'clock Jurgles, Wrecking Crew. Saturday the 15th, 3 o'clock, Vinovsky's Winery, Matt Tashone. 8 o'clock, Club Cafe, Driving While Black Records presents Back in Business EP Release Party. 8 o'clock, Jurgles, Maddie and Tay, Roxanne, Gimme Gimme Disco. And 9 o'clock, The Thunderbird, DJ Big Phil and Friends, Union Edition. Sunday the 16th, 7:30, Craft House, The Meteors. Monday the 17th, 6 o'clock, Stage AE, Falling in Reverse with Wage War, Hawthorne Heights, and Jairus Johnson. Tuesday the 18th, 8 o'clock, Mr. Small's Theater, Lost Dog Street Band with Matt Heckler. Thursday the 20th, 8 o'clock, Thunderbird, J Whale, live band. Friday the 21st, 8 o'clock, Club Cafe, Matthew E. White with Benet, Jurgles, Best of Times. Thanks for tuning in to Aggregate Sound on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Beside me at the wheel, I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild, cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go, riding along in my
WRCT Pittsburgh. Music for people on the go.
I sent her to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere. And she leaned and whispered in my ear.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Peace. Thank you. Thank you. We'll be right back. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. It's Sean Walton. You're listening to A Minute Pause. It is my show. It happens every Tuesday, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. I can tell you what you just heard here on the station. Last thing I played was Put Your Thing on Me by David Matthews off of the Grodek Whipper Jenny. Before that, Show Is Funky Down Here by James Brown. Those two records weren't done in the same session, supposedly, but within a month apart with the same, pretty much the same band. Hang Up Your Hang-Ups was by Herbie Hancock off of the album Manchild. I played Lauren's Dance off of Reed Seed by Grover Washington Jr. I played Daylight by Ramp, produced by Roy Ayers from the album Coming to Knowledge. I played David Matthews, Dune Part 1 and 2, Arrakis, and Sandworms. I played It's Just Begun by the Jimmy Castor Bunch and Camille Saint-Saëns. Gave you a little interlude at the beginning. There are over 40 million family caregivers in the U.S., and if you currently care for an older loved one, navigating coronavirus COVID-19 can be intimidating. AARP can help with tips on how to create a plan for caring for your loved one and how to prepare to care for someone who is high risk. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to access more information about caregiving and coronavirus. That's aarp.org/caregiving, a public service announcement brought to you by AARP, the Ad Council, and WRCT. Zeke's Coffee joins in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Zeke's Coffee is a small batch roaster, cafe, and bakery located at 6015 Penn Avenue, specializing in fair trade coffee, espresso, and baked goods. Find more information at zekescoffeepgh.com. Listen to Better Music. Consolidation is on Wednesday evenings from 7 to 10. Too Evil to Have a Human Name. Horrible music for horrible people, only on WRCT 88.3 FM Pittsburgh. 7 to 9 Sunday evening in Nominos Satana. All right, back to more music. We got some rock stuff before the radio calendar and then and beyond here on WRCT Pittsburgh. It's Sean Watson. You're listening to A Minute Pause.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
my fellow Americans. I would just like to say now, as an expert on the subject, that WRCT Pittsburgh does not blow. Thank you.
Welcome, everybody. So I want to start today by spending some time on the question, what is a woman? And it might seem like kind of, well, you know, what is a banana? What is an apple? It might seem kind of out of the blue. But this is a topic that came up last week during the confirmation hearings for Joe Biden's Supreme Court nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson. And we saw Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn ask, among a number of other bad faith questions, can you give me a definition for a woman? And here's how that went.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
I can't.
You can't?
Not in this context. So I'm not a biologist.
And after that all took place last week, I appeared on the right-wing Daily Wire show hosted by Michael Knowles, and we could have talked about anything, but he wanted to talk about, what is a woman? Do I have a definition for a woman? And I explained to him that this is a bad faith question, that any answer that Judge Jackson could have given would have allowed Blackburn to push her into a corner about this or that particular situation, and that the reality is, in Jackson's role as a Supreme Court justice, some general definition of a woman won't really do anything to help figure out difficult cases, since courts have to adjudicate specific and narrow legal issues in particular situations based on individual complaints brought to a court. But now that we got that all out of the way, I actually do want to talk about with you, what is the definition? Because while most people understood the bad faith nature of the question, there are people who have reacted and who have emailed me and have said, you know, the definition is so easy, but it's actually not, even going by their simple definitions. And I hope that we can explore why this is just a bad faith and unproductive line of discussion and reasoning. Now, before I get into this, I do want to remind everybody, particularly people who might see this segment, hear this segment, and not know me, everything I'm saying here is my best faith analysis of the situation, and it is with me speaking as an unfettered defender of trans rights who understands that this is not a simple situation and understands the bad faith nature of why the right keeps saying, give us a definition for woman. So Ryan wrote to me and he explained, David, here's why these things are so tough and meaningless in the abstract. Let's say I ask you to define life. Okay, that's pretty easy, right? I'll look it up in the dictionary and let's start with the dictionary definition. Why not? So a dictionary definition for life is, quote, life, the condition that distinguishes animals and plants from inorganic matter, including the capacity for growth, reproduction, functional activity, and continual change preceding death. Great. So now I've bought in, I've picked a definition, and that's what Blackburn wanted. All the Republicans wanted, right, was just pick a definition and give us that definition. But wait a second. Are children not life, David? Because that was in your definition, reproduction, and they can't reproduce yet. Oh, that's right. That was in my definition. What about the elderly who no longer grow and who also no longer reproduce? Oh, no problem. Let me tweak the definition. Now I've got it. I'm going to get to it, okay? The definition is to account for people who are too young or too old to reproduce. Let's have a different definition of life. It's the condition of an organism that ever had or will have that capability.